Time indeed for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Host and moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by a couple of old men, recent retiree Joshua Cosman, former critic of the San Francisco Chronicle and now adjusting his hearing aid, and former educator and occasional teacher still, Lori Fisher. Here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning. We thank you for tuning in with us, and we thank you for thinking about making a donation, becoming a member of KALW. We'll hear more about that over the course of the hour, but let's get to the quiz element here. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so naturally what we are looking for is your participation. This is a great time to call, by the way. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free. Yes, we do actually have a toll-free number. That is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. 798-8255. It is a good time to call right now. We want to get you on as early in the show as possible. We do not like it when we have to leave somebody at the end of the show. So please give us a call as soon as you can with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. I also want to remind you, you can email us during the course of the show. That email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear us in live stream, of course, that is at KALW.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time at KALW.org and many, many other places, but start with KALW. That would be appreciated. Okay, so all that being said, I'm not out of breath yet, but almost. We will start with a round of introductions. And since I made the mistake of sending my introduction to everybody, I am going to read Josh's. And wait a minute, I'm going to get it. One second here. Joshua Cosman plans to celebrate the new month by enjoying the musical stylings of June Allison, Anderson, Tabor, and Carter Cash.
June's Allison. Sorry.
It's busting out all over. That
it is.
I guess
it
so.
Is. For today's KALW fundraiser, Lori Fisher is happily donating all his salary from today's show to the station. In fact, inspired now by just the sight of Josh and Dana, he's decided to triple it.
I have. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks the remake should be called Seven Angry Men and Five Angry Women.
Yes. All right. And with that, all that cleverness in store, let's go to Josh. We'll start with you tonight.
That's nice. Well, thanks. I have a longstanding tradition of always trying to include a pop music question when Lori and I are on together. Today is no exception. I made a list of rock and pop bands who have taken their names from well-known or reasonably well-known works of literature, either the title or the characters or something. So I'm going to give you the author, and you tell me what band takes its name from the works of that writer. And these include graybeard acts that Lori and I appreciate, all the way down to more recent performers. So here we go. The list of writers is Charles Dickens, Hermann Hesse, John Dos Passos, Zane Grey, William Burroughs, George Orwell, Roald Dahl, Harper Lee, Aldous Huxley, Cecile Aubry, C.S. Lewis, and Don DeLillo. I apologize that the list is so long. I started making the list and I found it hard to cull because these were all good questions. So I'll give you the writer. You tell me what rock or pop artists, bands rather, took their names from the titles or characters of these writers. Charles Dickens.
Well,
what's the matter?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I'm just going to read them through again. Then you can take as many as you want because there's a profusion here. Charles Dickens, Hermann Hesse, John Dos Passos, Zane Grey, William Burroughs, George Orwell, Roald Dahl, Harper Lee, Aldous Huxley, Cecile Aubry, C.S. Lewis, and Don DeLillo.
Great. Well, indulge me to the extent that...
You're going to correct. Fact
Charles, check. No. Just, I'm sure Laurie has more than I do on this.
Okay.
That Charles Dickens would be Uriah Heep.
That is correct. Charles Dickens
and,
is Uriah
and,
Heep.
And both Joanne and I got a Steppenwolf for Hermann Hesse. So
right. Very good.
We do have that.
And Aldous Huxley gets the Doors of Perception, I believe.
The Doors, so right. From the Doors of Perception. Exactly. What
yeah.
else?
Let's see here. It is... Spassos wrote a book called America, and there is a group called America, but I don't know if they're linked.
I don't know if they are either, but the that's not who I had in mind. And
yeah, I didn't think so either.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, never mind.
All right.
John Dos Passos wrote a trilogy of novels called USA. Is America one of them? Or
well,
are you,
that you
or are you
them,
getting them conflated?
Okay. I might be conflated.
The band I'm looking for takes its name from the title of one of those three novels.
Oh, I read those way back when.
Really? I never did. Those are
One of them was 1919 and let's see, what are the other ones? The USA is the trilogy, right?
The trilogy,
correct.
Yeah.
So one is 19 and the big money, I think, is one. I can't think of the other one.
I know they're bad. And we ought to be able to get. None of them popped up. They don't pop up quickly. Orwell. What would Orwell be?
I want to apologize here. I have misspoke. I'm just fact-checking myself in real time. The John Dos Passos novel is not from the USA trilogy. It's a
okay,
separate,
but it's
a separate
still
book.
But still
it is
on the
still Dos Passos, yes.
All right.
And the Orwell, does that take his name from one of his books?
A character in one of his books.
Ah, okay. So, character. Not a Winston Smith or an O'Brien or...
You're very close.
Really? So it's in 1984?
It is.
Big Brother, of course.
And?
Yeah.
The holding company.
There you go.
With the holding company, I don't know where the holding company comes from. All right, let's leave the rest out there for a minute.
So we'll leave the rest out there. So we are looking for rock or pop bands that have taken their names from works by the following writers: John Dos Passos, Zane Grey, William Burroughs, Roald Dahl, Harper Lee, Cecile Aubry, C.S. Lewis, and Don DeLillo.
Great list.
All right. And if you'd like to join us here with a question or answer, it could be a question of your own as well. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And Laura, you go ahead.
All right. Well, I was serious about donating something to the station. And this is my usual thing where for every correct answer for this one, I'll be making a donation of $5. Which will be a total since there's 15 answers. The question is short. Minds Over Matter, I'd like to get one Academy Award winner for the best picture for each of the letters in Minds Over Matter. So MINDSOVER, MATTER. There's only one letter, V, that doesn't have a winner. So if you get any of the nominees, right? So I'm looking for something that starts with M. In fact, two of them, since there's two M's and two T's and two R's. And a couple of them are easy and a couple of them are tough. I'll give you two or three each and then we'll turn them over to the audience and I'll donate $5 for all of them. So $75 is a challenge for the audience and you guys.
So now I have to think about this. The name of the best picture has to begin with that letter. Is what
correct.
It is here.
Are we omitting leading articles? I mean, can we?
So all articles are off the table. No, the A.
Okay, so the English Patient.
is not one.
It's what?
Oh, okay. The English Patient.
The English Patient, yes, starting with E, and Everything and Everything Everywhere All at Once, also starting with E.
That's correct.
Which I think are the only two
E's. We're only looking
E's.
For one E, but we'll give you a double bell for that one. But that's
why are
exactly
we only looking for one E?
Just because otherwise we'd be looking for 11 A's and there's just too many. So there's only one E. Oh, no, you're right. There's two E's in Minds
there's
Over Matter.
Two E's in Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, and you just ran them. My apologies for that one.
Okay. That's okay.
Very good.
Go ahead.
All right. How about All Quiet on the Western Front for the A?
That is the one of the A's, and that's the only A. Very good.
Okay.
And got another one?
I had to think about all these things.
Okay, so Josh, all right. Josh, you have another?
Sure. The O would be Oliver.
It would, along with a bunch of others. On the Waterfront and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Ordinary People. Right. They're surprising. Okay, so that's three total. No, four total. And one more, anybody?
I'm sorry, did we do the I or did we not do the I?
Not yet.
We have not done the I.
Take it.
It happened one night.
It did. And in the heat of the night. So give yourself a bell on that one. Very good. And anybody want one more before we turn them loose? Yeah, we'll leave it.
All right, let's leave it. I'll take one more. Marty.
That is. Marty is along with
one of the
seven
M's.
More to go. Very good. Marty is one of them. So we're looking for another MNDSV. And there's no winner with V, but there's three nominees and double T. And we're looking for those. And please cost me some money, audience. I want them. I want to spend it.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So what's tech today was my favorite subject, astrophysics. So the corona mass ejection of the sun a couple of weeks ago was very mild in the 1800s. It was so strong, it burned many of the telegraph wires, lines. It was far more massive, and it can get worse as well. So my question now, related to that, what is a gamma ray burst?
Didn't we just do this? A gamma ray burst is it's an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
It's observed in, let's see, I'm trying to think now.
Let me tell you, I will say it very quickly. It's very important. Okay, this one, a huge star, at least eight times as big as the sun.
I know it raises the UV levels.
No, it's far worse than that. It is far, far worse than that. When a star is 6 to 8 times as big as the sun in mass collapses at the end of its life, when it becomes red giant, as Betelgeuse right now. If Betelgeuse collapses, which is only about 500-600 light years away from us, it will produce gamma ray burst, and it is huge. It's strong enough, it will kill all living beings within many light years. In fact, Betelgeuse may cause damage to us. It really may. It really may. If it does, and it is due to explode at any time. It's overdue. It's really overdue because it is huge. I'm as big in mass as the sun, and it's much, 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 much bigger as far as the volume. Hopefully, it will not happen in our lifetime. Hopefully, it will not happen in our kids' lifetime as well. Okay, second question, related but not the same subject. All right, what is the sleeping giant in the Bay Area?
Oh, it's from the Hayward Fault, I would imagine.
It's Hayward Fault, yes, yes. So, what is the two major faults in the Bay Area?
I'm sorry,
Hayward Fault is one of them. What is the other one?
Well, the San Andreas.
Yeah. San Andreas, yeah, but many other smaller ones. Okay, San Andreas, everybody know, we had eruption 1889, October, and all of us were afraid of it. It was fairly strong, but actually it wasn't as strong as we felt because it was far away. The Hayward Fault, a 7 magnitude earthquake, which is about the same as the in San Andreas, happened 1868, and it did much, much, much more damage in the East Bay. So I want you to name cities in the East Bay that right on the top of the Hayward Fault. This is a really serious subject. Everybody should get ready for it. It will happen. Can you name some starting with
Fremont. You're going to lower property values here, Reed. But yes, so Berkeley, it runs right through Berkeley. It runs under the stadium. It goes through Rock Ridge.
Oakland and Berkeley and El Cerrito.
It goes under the stadium. To start actually just north of San Jose, all the way to Richmond Point, then it goes under the pay, changes its name to Roger Creek Fork. If this thing interrupts, we are going to be in big, it's going to really cause problems. In fact, it is going a lot of damage. Yeah, it does go under the stadium. It goes under the Arlington.
I can't argue with you, Reed, but we can't do much about it right now.
We are just so weak. All right. One question to our audience. Please answer. I asked you a few weeks ago, what was the last show of Alan Farley, the great KLAW host? What was his last show? What was the subject of his last show?
Oh, I think it was probably Noel Coward. That was his favorite composer.
What was it? Sorry, again.
Noel Coward?
No. It was. It involved a woman. Story of a woman.
Go ahead and tell us, because we do have to take a break here.
All right. Very quickly, I just like to say, I will leave it to the audience. Please, everybody, donate to KLAW. It's the best radio station in the area, which is also the oldest. It is also the oldest. And the last time the Hayward Fault erupted, 1868, it has an average cycle of 140 years, so it is overdue by many, many, many years. Get ready. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to take a break here for a minute. They're going to tell us about how to support KALW, and I'll turn it over to them.
Hey there. Thank you so much. This is Lauren Schiller, and I'm sitting here with Molly Sullier. We are here to ask for your support during this membership campaign. We are shaking things up, really, is what we're here. We're shaking the money tree, actually, and asking you to call 1-800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org to make a donation today. Maybe it's a monthly donation of $5 a month, $10 a month. Maybe it's a one-time donation. We'll just go for the $1,000 one-time donation, whatever you can afford. Molly, thanks for being in the studio with me this morning. It's nice to have a partner as we ask for money.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you to Minds Over Matter, wonderful quiz show. We love you guys. And thank you to our call-in listener who just gave us that great shout-out. Reminds us that we at KLW have the oldest FM station west of the Mississippi. So pretty big deal. Been around for a long time. Little factoid for you listeners out there. And, when you call 1-800-525-9917 or go to kalw.org and make a donation, you are helping support programming like this, where you get tons of fun information. You can call in and engage with the people that are making these great shows. These are real people, and they really care about the work that they do. And we care about our listeners, and we care about our listeners getting the programming that they love. So if you are by your phone can make phone calls. So please use it to call 1-800-525-9917. That's actually 1-800-KALW-917. And if you prefer to use the internet, like some young folks do, you can go to kalw.org and make any kind of donation that you can afford. We really, really appreciate it.
It's easy to do. If you've never contributed to KALW, let me tell you how easy it is to do. Well, the phone is one way to do it. Your computer is another way to do it. And the first step is most important, which is to make the decision that to support the station that you love. When you call or click, we'll just ask for your name, address, how much you'd like to give, and if you'd like a thank you gift. And what motivated you? Why are you calling? Is it the kinds of things that Molly's talking with you about today? Or is it because you love the music that will be starting at noon? We are here and waiting for your phone call at 1-800-525-9917 or kalw.org.
Yes, and Minds Over Matter is one of our favorite Saturday morning programs because I don't know if you're like me, but I often do my dishes on a Saturday morning, and I love to listen to local radio. So pick up the phone, 1-800-525-9917, or go online to klw.org and make any donation that you can. And we're going to take you back in just a minute to Minds Over Matter, and hopefully you guys can listen and donate all day long.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And all right, my turn, I think, to give you a couple of questions. All right, here we go. I have a list of the 6 most visited palaces in the world. And when I say visited in terms of tourist, just general visitors, tourist volume, etc. So these palaces do not have to be occupied by a royal family, but they were at some point. So what are the, around the world, this is a worldwide thing. So what are the 6 most visited palaces in the world? I'll give you each one guess.
Well, out the low-hanging fruit must be Buckingham Palace. So can I have
no, Buckingham Ooh. Palace is not on that list.
Oh, well, then I'll take the high-hanging fruit. Go ahead, Josh.
I would have guessed Versailles.
Versailles is on that list. Versailles is number 4, 7.5 million visitors as of last year. Very good. Okay.
Is the Taj Mahal count?
Taj Mahal is not a palace. It's a mausoleum.
Yep. All right.
So again, I have a list of the most visited palaces in the world, the 6 most visited palaces. And so far we have Versailles. What are the others on the list? Remember, this encompasses the whole world. And all right, I have some also some quotes from the American Film Institute. I'm not a big fan of their lists because they tend to be very pop culture and skew, you know, short-term memory. But I'll give you a few of the 100 most memorable movie quotes from the American Film Institute. So the first one is, "Oh, Jerry, let's not ask for the moon. We have the stars."
Wait, what are you asking us about these?
I'm asking you to identify the film.
Oh, okay.
So again, yes, thank you, Josh. Please identify the film. This is the American Film Institute 100 most memorable movie quotes. Number 1, "Oh, Jerry, let's not ask for the moon. We have the stars." Number 2 is, "Who's on first?" That is, of course, the "Who's on first?" Abbott Costello routine. They want to know what... I want to know what film that actually was done in. Number 3 is, "You're going out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star." "You're going out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star." And number 4 is, "What a dump." What a dump. So again, I'm asking for the movies that these quotes are from for the American Film Institute 100 most memorable movie quotes. Number 1, "Oh, Jerry, let's not ask for the moon. We have the stars." Number 2, "Who's on first?" Number 3, "You're going out a youngster, but you've got to come back a star." And number 4, "What a dump."
Well, you certainly weren't kidding when you said you were going, taking a stand against pop culture and recency bias.
You're darn tootin'.
These used to be pop culture, I think.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of know them all, but I don't know where they're... Do you know
one? The one I feel most sure of, which is about 50% sure, is number 1. We have the Jerry, we have the stars. Is that now Voyager?
The one I had too, yeah.
Betty Davis to Paul Enreid.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, "What a dump" is quoted in the opening of "Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf."
Absolutely, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. is that the movie you were?
That's looking not for? What it's from.
No, you're looking not for the movie that Martha's quoting from, where she says, "Little Alice Faye is she's married to George." No, it's Little Alice Faye, and my knowledge of the Alice Faye filmography is about
no. It has
zero.
Nothing to do with Alice Faye. Nothing.
Really? Does Martha misremembers it?
She
says it's Little Alice Faye or somebody. Yeah.
But no, it's not.
It's not.
It's another Betty Davis line, right?
It is a Betty Davis line, right?
Yeah. It's another Betty Davis movie.
All right, I don't know.
The 6 most visited palaces in the world. So far we have Versailles. That is one of them. What are the others? Okay.
I have a question for Josh. Was Betty Davis in Petrified Forest?
She was in Petrified Forest. I don't know. That is not one of the movies I'm looking for.
We should know who's on first because I used to know that by heart, but I don't remember the movie.
I don't know anything about Abbott and Costello movies. I mean, is it, you know.
All right. And I remind you once more that are 2 numbers to join us with a question or answer. That is 415-841-4134. or toll free 866-798-8255. I should say that Eric is wondering, and this is online. Eric is wondering if one of the palaces is Neuschwanstein, and it is not Neuschwanstein in terms of visitor volume. That's a little harder to get to for some people. Carlton Hoffman is wondering if Rocky is one of the, I guess Rocky could be one of the films.
That could be. It is, along with Rebecca and Rain Man. So very
careful.
Good.
There's another R in it, Lori.
Forget I said that. Yeah. Thank you for monitoring. Yeah. All right. Give him a bell for that one. Very good.
Yeah. Fair enough. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Sparky taking a drive somewhere in Connecticut. How are you all doing?
Good, thanks,
hey,
Sparky.
Good morning.
All right. Who's on first was from the movie The Naughty 90s.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you knew that. Yes.
Thank you.
Nice work.
All right. To the groups named after literary things. Roald Dahl, that's Veruca Salt.
Correct.
That's nice.
One of the kids who met their fates at Willie Wonka's factory. Zane Grey, that's the new writers of The Purple Sage.
Correct.
Beautiful.
And William Burroughs, that's Steely Dan.
Yes, it is. Well done.
Good work.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, getting underneath overpass, and it's a nice day out here. Okay, we're done. We'll talk to you later, folks.
All right, drive carefully.
Thanks.
All right, Josh, before we take another break here, why don't you get a question in?
Sure. Webster's Collegiate includes two entries that are two-word phrases in which each word begins with the letter J. There are a number of names of famous people in the dictionary that do this, you know, James Joyce, Jasper Johns, Jesse Jackson, but these are the only two lowercase entries. What are they?
So you want a two-word phrase that begins
in which each word begins with the letter J.
Either of them capitalized, any of these J's?
No, what I'm saying is there are many capitalized ones. There are many names like James Joyce or right. Jasper Johns, but these are the only two that are lowercase.
Okay. Because there's an expression, Jimmy Jack, but I don't think that...
Not in the Webster's Collegiate Dictionary.
Didn't they? Okay. We used to say that as kids. Okay.
What did you say, Lori?
I said Jimmy Jack.
I was thinking Jumping Jack.
Jumping Jack is one. Take a bell.
Okay, good.
Okay, right. Good. But good. Jack's not capitalized in Jumping Jack.
No, it's not.
Okay. Very good. All right. Jumping Jack.
Jumping Jack is one.
What's the other?
Is the other an action, or can you give us any sort of...
It is not an action. It is an object.
An object. A two-word object.
Correct.
J.
Nice.
Is this a... an object. Is this a stationary object?
I don't know how to answer that. I, you know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, it's not designed to be anything but it's not a hydroelectric dam, if that's what you mean.
Is it a utilitarian item?
Is it bigger than a bread box?
It is bigger than a bread box.
All right.
Is there something with Jeep? Is there an expression with Jeep?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Give what you're looking for here.
All right. So we're looking for the two-word phrases in Webster's Collegiate in which both words each word begins with a J. Dana got Jumping Jack, and there's one other.
All right. And we're going to turn it over. They're going to tell you a little bit about how we are trying to expand the station and get as many new members as possible, but I'll let them tell you about that.
That's right. This is Lauren Schiller, and I'm here with Molly Blair Salier. Sorry, I keep...
Salier, the old way.
You know, Salier, my new friend Molly. As you can tell, we're just meeting for the first time, but she is about to graduate from the Audio Academy, which is one of the many amazing innovations that KALW supports with your support as a member. And to be a member simply means that you maybe you're a listener, you are a member of our community, but you can take that membership a little bit deeper during this spring campaign to bring you further into the fold by donating money. And that can be accomplished so easily by giving us a call at 1-800-525-9917 or going to kalw.org and clicking the donate button. The programming you love is supported by you. That's right. Most of our funding comes from you, our listeners. We appreciate every dollar you send our way.
Yeah, I mean, I am so sad that the Audio Academy is ending in a couple weeks, but I'm so proud of the work that I've gotten the chance to do and all the learning I've gotten a chance to do through this program, which is free for people to participate in. And it is brought to you by... brought to me and to you by listeners donating at 1-800-525-9917 and at kalw.org. And, you know, when we're in the Audio Academy, we're getting to work with all the people at KLW that make this station so special. And one of the really fun things that's been happening this year is we've been at 220 Montgomery downtown, where we've had a chance to also host lots of live events where our members get to come. They're free, they're fun, and super specials, just like you. So please, listeners, call 1-800-525-9917 or visit kalw.org. And we're going to take you back now to Minds Over Matters. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And welcome back to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., courtesy of KALW. Those two numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Oh, we just got an email from Chris, who is wondering if the double J phrase you're looking for is jumbo jet.
That is correct. Well done,
Chris.
Is it
good? Okay.
Good job. Yes.
All right.
Nice.
Good,
work.
Good, good. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, good afternoon. Peter from Florida calling. Hey, you were bragging about your station being the oldest FM transmitter west of...
I was not, but other people were, yes.
Okay. So what is, by the way, the oldest FM transmitter east of the Mississippi? In fact, one of the first FM station.
You know, I'm making a total guess, but it seems like maybe I read it was Pittsburgh. Is it anything around Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh?
No. In fact, this person was an electrical engineer. His name was Edwin Armstrong. And he built this plant on this transmitter on the Alpine Field Laboratory. He worked for Columbia University. And so the oldest FM station is Columbia University. The quality is, of course, much better with FM. And so there he was. So I mean, you get west of the Mississippi, he gets east of the Mississippi.
All right.
So now I forgot the other. Okay. Let me ask you a question, because I was looking into this. Terminal velocity. What is terminal velocity?
You know, that's the end of velocity, I guess.
Yes, but I got this information from skydiving, because other times it can be interfered with. You hit the ground and then you don't know how far you could have gone.
It must be the ultimate speed you can
use. Yes, it's the maximum speed attainable by an object, I guess, basically, or any object, I suppose.
And it really does matter what the object is. Like, if like for skydiving, they talk about like a human body prone, whatever. Obviously, it's much faster if you drop a dart. It can go much faster. So the terminal velocity for, say, a skydiver is... Well, why don't you guess how fast a skydiver...
Wait a minute. But Peter, I thought the terminal velocity... I'm trying to remember now from my science class. Doesn't it have something to do with falling through a fluid or water or whatever? The terminal velocity is measured by that?
Yeah. Where it can't go any faster.
Yes. And so, so it's not going through air. It is just going through some sort of fluid. They usually measure
yes.
water.
Any fluid, and in fact, there's a terminal velocity. It depends on the object. You know, a parachute. If you got a parachute, your terminal velocity is going to be much lower. Or anyway, so but just for a skydiver, how fast does the average skydiver go? How fast?
With the parachute open or the parachute closed?
Yeah, right.
Not parachute open. We can answer that. Like, or actually, how when they hit the ground, how fast are they going? I mean, with the fully inflated parachute.
I see. We don't know.
With no, a inflated parachute. Yeah. Okay. 15 miles an hour.
Huh?
15 miles per hour.
You're exactly right. It's there exactly 15 miles an hour. If you got the parachute deflated, and and in the normal they say it's 120 miles an hour is like a skydiver, and how long before a person reaches terminal velocity? How much time? I mean, this is like you jump out of an airplane. How many seconds do you have?
But again, I thought terminal velocity was you had to be, they were measuring speed going through fluid. So a skydiver would not be talking about terminal velocity in this situation.
Well, they're slowing down, like from the moment they jump out of the airplane, they're slowing down as they're falling toward Earth. And there's a limit to how fast they can go, and that's why I said 120 miles an hour for skydiving.
All right, well, give us the answer because we have a lot of other callers.
Okay, it's about 12 seconds. You'll be free falling for 12 seconds. And by the way, have you ever heard of Evelyn McHale?
No.
Okay, look her up. It's the most beautiful corpse she's known at. If you ever seen this picture of the woman who jumped off the Empire State Building. And she doesn't splatter. She looks like she's napping on this car. She landed on it, and I was just wondering. She didn't hit terminal velocity, but it's just pretty amazing that she looks like she's napping on this car.
It's Peter, I think you and he have to get together and have lunch.
All right, I think we've run afield here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, it's Danny and Sandra in Albany.
Hi,
yeah.
you got a hard act to follow, but go ahead.
I know. I mean, well, we've already been sniped by Sparky.
Man, Sparky, Brook of Salt, I have that.
He does that. Yeah,
she's got another very obscure.
It's very obscure, but I think the Harper Lee is the Boo Radleys.
That is correct.
Oh, good job on that.
Yes. Never heard of the group.
And we had a couple other guesses, too.
Oh, yeah. How about the palaces? Do we still need some palaces?
Yes, we do.
All right. How about the Hermitage?
Yes, that is one. Of course, that's an art museum, too, and you get that's $3.1 million a year in terms of visitors.
How about also the?
The Petey Palace.
No, not that.
Darn.
All right. How about Angkor Wat?
No, not Angkor Wat. I think that's more of a temple. I don't know if that's a palace or a temple, but anyway,
it
wasn't
a temple.
I don't know. But never been there, but it was a wild guess. Hey, I've got a possible transgressive answer. The JJ question. I think I've got a third possibility. How about jiu-jitsu?
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Jiu-jitsu. I think that may be hyphenated, and that's why I missed it.
Okay.
All right. I have a question. I mean, not a question to ask, but did you guys think that you got What a Dump, Betty Davis?
We have.
Okay,
we know it's
a lot of people think it's the Petrified Forest, which it's not. The forest, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Very good. Yes, which Beyond one? The Forest. As a matter of fact, she considered that the worst film she was ever in.
I know, it's horrible.
Sandra is the world's biggest Betty Davis nerd.
No,
Any Davis questions?
I am a Betty Davis nerd, but
maybe not the biggest. One of my very favorite movies in the whole world, I think, has got You're Going Out a Youngster. Is that Gold Diggers of 1933?
It is not.
Is it 42nd Street then?
It is 42nd Street.
Oh, yes. Nice. Okay. Well, it was one of those two.
Warner very Baxter good. Says it to Ruby Keeler. Yes, yes, you're Ruby going Keeler. Out a youngster, but you've I got love, to come back.
I love to hate to love her, yes. Do we still have movies?
Do you still want to spend money, Lori?
Yeah, right.
I do. I do. Can we go for it.
Riffle through your wallet a little bit deeper. How about Destry Rides Again for D?
It did not win Best Picture. Cool.
Well, it should have.
Yeah.
Network.
Let me check on Network here.
Yes, Network won, didn't it?
No.
Not on my list.
Oh, it didn't.
Did not win.
How about
did not win Best Picture. Keep going. Two others. I mean, two N's.
Two N's. All right, we don't have any more
and
N's.
And there's four D's.
Well, there's plenty out there. Do we need a T?
We need another M. We need another, we need two T's.
We got one of those. Terms of Endearment.
Terms of Endearment, yeah.
That is one. Very good. Sure.
Is it Nashville then for the N?
Nope.
Nashville did not win.
All right, well, we won't abuse the time, but I want to tell everybody that's out there that hasn't given money to KELW yet, if for no other reason besides Minds Over Matter, you should give money to support all the programming that involves Joanne Marr, who is an absolute cultural treasure of the Bay Area.
And Kevin Vance.
Yes, Kevin, but a particular shout-out to Joanne. I'm just feeling very warm thoughts for Joanne.
Well, that's very nice.
That's very great.
I think Joanne is responsible for us becoming whatever ongoing members. So
there you are.
She is saying thank you. You can't hear her, but she's saying thank you.
All right. Well, no knock on you guys, but yeah,
you guys did it for me.
Yeah, she was the gateway drug for us.
All right, off we go.
See y'all. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. Thanks a lot. And I think we're going to take our break now. We're going to turn it over, and they're going to tell you a little bit more about what Danny and Sandra were just talking about in terms of supporting KALW.
And that guy that was on there earlier is on there.
Hello.
Hi, you there?
Okay. We are taking a break for Minds Over Matter, and for the next few minutes, we're asking for your contributions of support. 800-525-9917, 800-KALW-917, or go online and make your contribution at KALW.org. And we are in the very final day of KALW's mini summer fun drive. And this is your last chance to show your support and appreciation for this great, unique program, Minds Over Matter. We need to hear from a few more of you. 800-525-9917 or online KALW.org. And I'm turning it over now to Molly and Lauren.
Joanne, thanks. I mean, I really couldn't have said it better myself. I'm excited to pick up the phone and donate to KALW right now in these last moments to help us make the programming that you love. And you can do that right now at 1-800-525-9917 or go to KALW.org. We're really not even taking that much time out of your listening pleasure. We're just doing natural breaks to remind you that you can become a member of KALW. Listening is step one. Deciding to give is step two. And doing it monthly, that's what I recommend. You set it, you forget it, and you know you're doing a good thing every single month without even having to think about it again. And the way that you can do that is just pick an amount you'd like to give on an ongoing monthly basis. Give us a credit or debit card and you're all set. You can do that at KALW.org. Click the donate button or by calling 1-800-525-9917.
Yeah, and monthly giving is such an easy way to, you know, it hits your budget a little lighter. You're not giving one bulk sum. You're just kind of keeping the little amounts trickling in, which keeps our programming robust. And it also provides, you know, ongoing regular funding for the programs that you know and love, like Minds Over Matter. And tons of great programming that we bring you from local producers and also from NPR and other national shows. So think about giving a monthly gift by calling 1-800-525-9917 or visiting KALW.org. There's also sometimes some fun rewards, some gifts that you can get with your membership. And so check that out at KALW.org.
Maybe you've been thinking about joining for a long time. You've been a listener for a long time and you've never made a donation, or you just moved here to the Bay Area and you're just discovering KALW and you like what you hear. Act on that. Take that enthusiasm right to your phone, 1-800-525-9917, or go to 1-800-525-9917. Do it twice. Or you can go online to kalw.org and click the donate button. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. And welcome back to Minds Over Matter. Just a reminder that we are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We would love to hear from you. We have several minutes left in the show. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's quickly go over what we still have left here. We didn't really do that at the half of the show. So Josh, we'll start with you.
Sure. I'm looking for rock bands named after books or characters by the following authors: John Dos Passos, Cecile Aubry, C.S. Lewis, Don DeLillo.
So those are the ones we have left.
Those are the ones that we have left. Many of them have been taken already.
Okay. And Lori?
I'm looking for films that won the Oscar for Best Picture that begin with the following letters. I need one M, one N, like a nut, a D, an S. V is the only one that doesn't have a winner, so I'm looking for any of the nominees. I'm looking for one more R and one more T, and that's all I have out there.
Well, how about Mrs. Miniver for M?
That's a great one. That's very good. And that completes the M. Very nice.
I'm sorry. What else do you need on there?
I need N, D, N. S, which should be, there's a lot of S's, V, a nominee, and a T.
And oh, one more, T. And one more R.
T. And one more R, which I mentioned, but no one was listening. So,
Tom Jones
is one of the, it's the other T. Titanic. So good on that. And Titanic, and then 12 Years a Slave.
That, all right, that's good. General.
And the N is No Country for Old Men.
It is, along with Nomadland. Very good.
Job.
Great job. So how about a D and an S?
And Joanne has the D. I had a different D.
What do you got?
Joanne's got Driving Miss Daisy, and I was going to say Deer Hunter.
And you're both right, and Dances with Wolves and Departed would be the other.
Good job.
Okay, let's get the
well,
S.
Let's leave. I mean, I've got some of these others, but
okay, S,
sure,
and
callers.
V, S and V, and the missing R, which I accidentally said, but we'll still leave it out there. Very good,
right.
People.
Good job.
Dana?
And yes, I'm still looking for the, I have a list of the most visited palaces in the world. I guess this is in terms of visitor, tourist volume. So far we have only Versailles and the Winter Palace, or the Hermitage. St. Petersburg. So what are the others on that list? All of my movie quotes were gotten. And what can I give you here?
Let me just, Machu Picchu is not a palace.
Machu Picchu
is
not a palace. That's more of a city, I suppose.
That's what I thought. But what about in Vienna, Schönbrunn?
No.
Okay.
No. And... okay, let me quickly throw this in. On the list of countries whose citizens travel the most on a yearly basis, the U.S. is actually number two. What country is number one? It's a European country, I'll give you that. So on the list of countries where citizens travel the most in a given year, the U.S. is number two. What European country is number one?
Hmm. For some reason, I'm thinking Germany, but it might be too big. Germany's my guess.
I mean, I don't know if the bigness factors into it too much, but no, it's not Germany anyway.
Okay. Is it France?
It is not France.
Because why would they leave?
Really? Where are they going to go?
Yeah, with the Olympics coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the reason they're leaving. Yeah.
Once more, on the list of countries whose citizens travel the most on a yearly basis, the U.S. is number two. What European country is number one? And again, the two numbers to join us. What?
Yes, sir. I have a short question I want to get in since Josh inspired and I don't
know. All right,
go ahead. Ask a second. But yeah. So this occurred to me while I was reading. I thought of you, Josh, and Dana, you might know this too. Prokofiev wrote a piece I've never heard of called Russia Under the Mongolian Yoke. And I want to know, A, what film it was featured in, but B, it's been used in a number of clinical studies to study a certain thing. So what has Russia under the Mongolian yoke been studied on in clinical settings, and what movie did it appear in? It's a piece by Sergei Prokofiev.
Yeah. So I don't know the answer to any of those. I've never heard of that piece, but my guess for that sounds like it might be from Alexander Nevsky.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. And then what do you think it was? It provokes a certain emotion. What do you think? And that's the emotion I'm giving it because
we have. Yeah.
What emotion does it provoke that is being studied in clinical settings?
Is it a patriotic emotion?
No.
Wow.
But a certain emotion.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I would call this emotion. I think so.
Don't know.
Well, something that's studied in clinical settings.
Hmm. Okay.
Leave it out there. Okay.
And let's see. I'm sorry. Are we done with everything? Okay. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I too had new writers of the Purple Sage, but also for Dos Passos, it's Manhattan Transfer.
Oh, that is correct. Yeah. Well done. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, and it's, of course, a place that no longer exists, but it was a very important place when he wrote it.
Ah,
nice.
It's been obliterated.
Good to
see.
It was a location in New Jersey where you changed from steam trains to electric trains to take you under the Hudson to get into New York City.
I had no idea. I
didn't know that.
I always thought it was a bus ticket, or you know, I always thought it was like a
train. No. It was a place in Jersey.
Interesting.
And when they electrified the rest of the railroad south of Newark, it was obsolete.
Wow. All right. Perfect. Good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your call.
All right. Bye.
And we have a few minutes left if you want to give us a call. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Brian. For the palaces, would Topkapi in Istanbul be one?
Yes, it would be. Excellent. Yes.
Well done.
Good. Yes.
Of course.
Good work.
And how about in India, the Palace of the Winds in Jaipur?
Nothing in India, no.
Ah, okay. And for the movies, I don't know if you got N yet, but was Never on Sunday?
We did get N, and Never on Sunday did not win for Best Picture.
That won for Best Foreign Film. I know
it
that.
It did. We had No Country for Old Men and Nomadland were the two winners.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, great show. Enjoy the weekend, huh?
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me, Paul from Marin?
It is. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Well, not much time left. First off, your question about citizens who travel, is that an actual number of people or a proportion? And could it be the Netherlands?
They're doing it by individual citizens, an average of individual citizens in this particular country who I believe travel out of the country 7 times a year.
Is it the Netherlands?
It is not the Netherlands.
All right, then. Well, I have a quick question for you. Okay, what is the highest point in every Bay Area county? The nine counties.
Mount Diablo is at Contra Costa.
Yes.
And Mount Tam in Marin. Right?
Is it Mount Hamilton? Would Mount Hamilton be in Alameda County?
Mount Hamilton is not in Alameda County. Mount Hamilton is the highest in Santa Clara County.
Dan, excuse me. Thank you very much.
What's San Francisco? Josh, we should know this.
I stick to ground.
Sutro?
No, Mount Sutro is a tower.
Twin Peaks, maybe.
Yeah, Twin Peaks. Yeah.
Or Mount Davidson. Twin Peaks.
Mount Davidson. Okay. So there's Mount Davidson in San Francisco, Mount Tam in Marin, Mount Diablo in Contra Costa, Mount Hamilton in Santa Clara. There is also Napa, Sonoma, Solano, and San Mateo.
All right.
Whoa.
Oh, and Alameda County, too. Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Is that all? Or wait, what are we missing here?
We're missing five of them.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that doesn't really quite count as a quick question, I think. But I don't know mountains. It's on you guys.
Yeah, mention the one, the counties we're missing again. Oh, he's gone.
No, we lost him.
All right, sorry about that. Okay, well, that's all right. You can email us and I can read them next week. All right, we're going to wrap up a little bit early tonight because we are doing pledging. So let's go through what we have and give the...
So I'm going to give a couple answers for Lori's movies. So the S we're missing is The Sound of Music, among others.
And Shape of Water and Spotlight and a bunch of others. Very good. What else?
And R is, well, you mentioned it, Rain Man, but I would have thought of it anyway. The V that was nominated and didn't win, I got to guess that one of them is Vertigo.
It is not.
Oh, that wasn't Best Picture.
No. These are ones that were nominated.
I didn't see it.
It wasn't nominated.
The V is only for nomination. Wasn't even nominated.
That's the one that doesn't have a winner. We have Vice, The Verdict, and Viva Villa in 1934. Right. And Vertigo, I'll double check.
But no, I believe it. I'm surprised.
Yeah, and that
rock bands from Cecile Aubry, the children's book Belle and Sebastian. C.S. Lewis gave the concept of Sixpence None the Richer. That's a band that apparently exists. I only know the title. And a California band called the Airborne Toxic Event, who appear often with the San Francisco Symphony. That comes from Don DeLillo's novel White Noise.
Oh, nice.
All right, thank you.
And then under Russia under the Mongolian yoke, which was in Alexander Nevsky, it is used in a clinical studies of, we guess?
No.
Depression. It's considered one of the most depressing pieces of music, and it's used to study depression. So I thought that was a great everybody listen to
it. Well, who wouldn't be depressed being under a yoke, you know?
Three more palaces before we go.
Okay, here we go. I'll just give you the sixth list here. The most visited palaces in the world: the Forbidden City in Beijing, Louvre in Paris, the Grand Palace in Bangkok, Versailles in France, Topkapi in Istanbul, and the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg. The country whose citizens travel the most, that would be Finland. If we get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. My thanks to Joshua Cosman, music critic and writer, and of course Lori Fisher, who teaches at Dabo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for having the board and phones, and a lot of people who said that online that they love Joanne Marr. So there you go, Joanne. Anyway, thanks to everybody for taking the time to tune in and call. And we do hope you will join us next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.